And we're back.
We're going to try this again.
Hi, take two.
Hi, welcome to A Double-Sided Story. I'm Lilia.
I'm Eleanor, all grown up now.
Oh, fancy. We already tried this once and then had tech issues, so we're trying again.
Yep, good omen. All right, welcome back. We're sorry for the little hiatus.
Yeah, only a year and a half. It's fine.
With change.
Yeah. I apologize if you could hear my dogs playing in the background. They slept so peacefully, and now they're awake. And in the past year and a half, I got a puppy. She's a lot of work and a lot of energy.
I apologize if there are birds tweeting in the background. There definitely are, but I'm sure most listeners will not mind some nice bird noises. I am outside because it is probably the most interruption-free environment in my entire home.
Yeah, I gotta watch the puppies because there is no one else here, which is nice. Makes it easy to record a podcast, but means they need monitoring. Because again, a puppy. Yeah, so it's been a while. Rapid fire life updates?
Okay, so we began this podcast summer of 2021 and it went just barely into fall, correct?
Yeah.
So
that was post-COVID summer.
Yeah, yeah. Since then, I have, we've been in 4 productions.
I've been in 5.
Oh, yeah, but just with school.
Yeah.
We've survived sophomore and junior year, and we just graduated a couple days ago.
We were officially high school graduates.
Oh, we've yeah, we're not high schoolers anymore.
Yeah. We both became legal adults.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. We went on a trip together.
We did.
We
both got into college.
Yes, and committed and are headed to college.
Yeah. For safety reasons, we're not going to share where we're going to college, but we're going to try to keep this up through college. You know, if anything, it's a way for us to keep in contact, even if our, like, 2 listeners don't really care.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure it's safe to say we're going to 2 different colleges. Yeah. Like, I don't think that really reveals our location anymore.
I was thinking about this earlier. You're going to a big enough college that I think you'd probably be okay, plus, like, enough people from this area go there. But I was like, I know the exact number of people who will be in my class, and it is a low number. And then you factor in, like, the area and the having a podcast and, like, the various little hints of information I've given on this podcast. The digital footprint is enough that I think you could probably figure out who I am if you knew what college I was going to.
And we shared our Instagrams, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. my Instagram's public, so.
What's another big thing we did? I feel like I'm missing something.
I feel like there's a bunch of big and small stuff. It's like, you know.
We went to New York.
Oh, we went to New York, yeah. It's all like just like the life stuff, you know? It's like I had my first relationship and lost my first relationship.
Became very close friends with that first relationship.
Hey, listen, you can be best friends with your ex.
I guess I technically went through a couple of breakups.
I made a group of friends who actually stuck.
That's pretty cool, that's pretty cool. I'm kind of in that group. Yeah, I'm in that group.
You're in the group.
I'm in that group the same way Hawkeye's in the Avengers. And I know I've used that line before, but it's so accurate.
Oh, I forgot to, in disclaimers, I'm like a little sick right now. You can probably hear it slightly in my voice. And then also, there might be coughs and sneezes. My bad.
So, do we want to get into the theme of this episode?
Yeah. So, we're both, you know, immediately post-graduation.
Yeah, upon recording this,
upon recording this, it's been about 3 days. I don't know when we'll actually get this out, but, it's a weird experience.
It's a lot of mixed emotions. Honestly, the entire end of senior year is mixed emotions.
Our college counselor at the beginning of the year told us it was Kleenex and confetti season.
Yep. It's, to be honest, it hasn't been that much Kleenex for me. No, it will be soon, but I haven't cried over graduation yet.
I cried for 6 hours yesterday.
Nice. We got both ends of the spectrum.
But the theme of this episode, I think, is a little bit reflection over the past 4 years. But honestly, I focus more on the last 2 years because that's where I started to actually know myself, I'll say.
I thought it was more so like reflection as well as advice.
That, yeah. I feel like any good high school story is going to have advice for future high schoolers on how to avoid the pain that necessarily came with it.
Aesop's fables.
Yeah.
But not. Moral of the story. What would you say? Here's a question. And it's okay if it takes a second to think about it. What would you say is the moral of the story of your high school experience?
It's kind of threefold. Find good friends and stick with them. Let your friends be who they are and don't try to force them to be people they're not. And let your friends change who you are. Like, don't change who you are at your core, but let your friends influence you.
Yeah, like, that's good stuff.
I mean, I feel like sometimes, you know, you're in high school, you don't know who you are, and letting there be good influences in your life. And that's why you gotta stick with number one, too, of find good friends and stick with them. Good friends being the key. Don't, like, you know, you associate with bad people, those are your influences. You associate with good people, those are your influences. Find the people who are good to you.
Yeah, don't I know it. I would say, you said all that, and I was, like, thinking the moral of the story of my high school experience is just shit happens. It's, like, the most important thing I've learned, like, especially over the last, like, year and a half, is that you just really have to go with the flow as much as you possibly can. Like, there's something about not trying to fight what is going to happen or what has already happened, because there's no point in freaking out about it. And I know that's way easier said than done, but
yeah. Sorry, can you hear the dogs right now?
Yes, they're like snarling. It's okay, there was a chainsaw in the background earlier.
Molly got the puppy crazies. It's adorable, but oh my god, I'm gonna move rooms.
The zoomies.
Yeah. They got louder. I walked away. They got louder. They followed me. You too. Oh my goodness. Sorry. Most of that's gonna be cut. I don't want to do it like they're the crazies.
To bounce off of what I said earlier, we had already survived sophomore year upon the end of our last episode. We survived junior and senior year.
Woo. We did. I mean, we also survived freshman and sophomore year. We weren't ghosts who got resurrected. But, like,
yeah, but
we
you two survived know that. Them all. But you two know that. Twos are...
our two lovely viewers, thank you.
Hi, listeners. James. Hi, Caitlin. more so just for generalized advice, or even more specific advice. What were things running through your head?
In my senior year, I have adopted a freshman who, actually, knowing her, she will probably be listening to this.
Yes, she will.
So, hi to my little baby freshman. Or, she's a no, she's not a sophomore yet, because she's not done with school. About to be a sophomore. And so, I've kind of had a year of giving her advice, because generalized advice is hard. Life throws a lot of situations at you, and all of them are new and unexpected, and you'll feel like no one's ever experienced them before, but you turn to someone who's older and who has survived it, you ask them your questions, they can give you answers.
Don't be afraid to ask questions. That's the thing, is when you are 14, 15, 16, those ages, you think you know everything. Like, you might at the forefront of your mind think you don't, but like towards the back, that's kind of just the mentality they tend to have, and that fear of asking questions is very, very natural for that age. But it's really amazing to have someone a little bit older. And I also know that, like, when this all started with, like, the adopting the freshman, There was a lot of comments that's like, you guys are only like 3 years older. And that's true, but 3 years matters when 3 years is 20% of your life.
Also, when high school is as tumultuous as it is, and when it's a ton of new experiences being thrown at you and life changes while you're trying to figure out who you are, navigate all of these friendships and all of this just chaos around you, it helps to have someone who's just gone through that. Because that's the thing, you go to someone who's a lot older, go to someone who's, you know, already graduated college, finished grad school, is like old enough to be your parent or is your parent, they'll help you. They will still have advice for you, but they have more life experience. They don't remember as well what it's like to be in it.
They don't remember, and they also damn well probably didn't have the same experience as you. And I'm not saying upperclassmen when you're an underclassman had the exact same experience, but it is absolutely more similar. You need to go for someone who has an intermediate level of experience, not an advanced.
Yeah. And also that also helps it be a more balanced friendship, because like my adopted freshman, you know, I also will sometimes go to her and talk about like how I'm worried about like missing her during college, because you know, I grew close to her this year, and so she still texts me almost every day. Like, you know, you go to someone who's a lot older and you're like, advice, please. They'll give you advice. They're happy to help for the most part. Some people are mean, but like, most people, if you ask them for advice, they like to help. People like helping others. You just have to have the confidence to ask.
Yes, absolutely. People are not as mean in high school as they make it look in the movies.
Also, if there are any like younger high schoolers, underclassmen listening, the seniors aren't scary. I remember being a freshman and thinking I'm looking up at these seniors. I'm saying thinking I'm looking up because I have not grown since eighth grade. I am the same height. You know what? but I remember, like, you know, thinking I'm looking up at them because I saw them as these big, threatening, like, powerful, confident people. And I was like, I'm just a measly little freshman who doesn't know who I am. They're people, too. They are just as weird and goofy and unsure of themselves as you actually. I mean, might be a little more sure of themselves because they've been at it for a couple years, but they're people. You're fine.
I agree with you, but also on that note, I feel like when I think about the way I went about things as a freshman and thought about things as a freshman, and even like a little more recently as like a 16-year-old when we were last recording this, I feel like your brain develops a lot in these 3.5 years.
It really does.
Because I'm just like, everything feels so huge freshman age. And it can be almost nothing. And I am not saying that in a dismissive way. I am saying that as an almost pep talk way. It's not going to feel like this forever.
It isn't. You know, I think back on that, and I remember feeling by December of freshman year, going, wow, I'm such a different person than I was a couple months ago. And then summer after freshman year, I'm such a different person than I was a couple months ago.
So real. So real. You're so right.
No, because every couple months I'd think back and I'm like, I've changed so much. And it kept happening. It started to even out for me around, I'd say, halfway through junior year. And even then, it's not like perfectly consistent, but you know, that's when I started to find my group, find my people, and with that, find myself. Not to sound too cheesy.
Yeah, I feel like for me, it maybe start to hit around that time.
No, that's like start to.
You, Jesus, dude, can you give that tree one more day? but anyways, I feel like it started to hit around the second half of junior year for me, but it's just a case of your brain is really speed running development. And I'm not going to say this like I don't still have a long way to go, because I do, at least I hope so. But okay. I am so, so, so glad I'm not 14, 15, 16 anymore.
Yeah.
And I will never be the type of person to like maliciously diminish
someone that age's experience, because I understand how that feels, because it's so, so, so intense.
Yeah. You know, looking back, you're like, wow, those problems were nothing. And it's, and, you know, most of those problems were nothing. They were literally the smallest deals ever. But at that time, everything is just so much and so overwhelming. It's almost impossible not to react as big as you do at that age.
I won't even say they're nothing. Like, they're nothing when you're 18 and you have more perspective, but they can be something, and it's totally okay. Like,
yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we're starting to sound a little high and mighty, but I also know we're right. So.
High school's weird, man. I've been rewatching old children's shows, and it's, you know, I'm fully just, I'm talking about this at this point. Like, I've been like, for a while, oh, I'm not going to talk about it. Like, I'm embarrassed. No. Screw it. I'm watching old Disney Channel shows because I need
that. No one's going to judge you. You remember that weird period freshman year when everybody was watching Victorious?
Yes.
See, that's not that weird. Carry on.
So good. No, because, like, sometimes never let anyone shame you for what media you like. If something makes you happy, if it brings you joy, it is not worth being embarrassed about. This world is full of a lot of things that will try to bring you down. If something makes you happy, let it make you happy. So what I was going to say about the children's TV shows is just, I've been watching it because they're so filled with hope. And it's just, I've gotten to the point in one of them where all of the characters are going into high school. And it's all of those fears of high school. And I'm like, wow, those are the same fears I have about college.
Honey, but, are you watching Girl Meets World?
Yes, I am!
It's so good.
And it also has a lot of, like, emotion attached to it for me from my childhood. Like, I watched that show with my dad.
Oh!
And so it's been nice to rewatch it. But it's, like, they're, like, going into high school and they're talking about, like, worried about losing all their friends. And I'm like, me too, bestie. And they're talking about, like, worried they're going to change in high school. And then they do. And I'm at the point in the show where they do start to develop into more mature characters because, you know what? When you're in high school, you develop into more mature people, and you're sometimes going to grow apart from people, and it sucks. It's going to hurt, and you're going to think back on it, and you're going to get a little emotional. But don't let that, don't force yourself to not mature in order to keep people. Like, let yourself grow into the new person and find the people who work with the new person you are.
And you growing apart doesn't mean that you two didn't love each other before. And it doesn't mean you don't love each other anymore.
And it doesn't mean either of you did anything wrong.
Exactly. Not inherently.
Sometimes you just become different people.
Or just your paths go different ways. Like, you just don't really overlap with each other anymore.
And that's part of high school. And it sucks. You know, you want to say you're going to stay friends with everyone forever, but you can't. Hold on to the people who matter, and the people who care about you and you care about, you'll find a way.
And what we're saying right now doesn't mean just give up on something as soon as it wavers. Because and I have grown apart multiple times across the life. Always found our way back.
Yeah. That's the other thing. If you care about something, fight for it. You know, the world, I talk about the world very vaguely in this, but, like, the world's full of a lot of things that are gonna keep beating you down. You gotta fight against that. And sometimes that's, you're starting to grow apart from your friend. Reach out. Just in case that was a weird cut, I don't know how this is editing out. Sorry about that. People got into my house, and so I had to break in the recording. But yeah, we're back. What were we talking about?
We were talking about, like, don't let people tell you what's okay to like and what isn't.
Oh, yeah. And then we had gotten to, like, I think, fight for your friendships.
Oh, yeah. Fight for your friendships. But I had a point I wanted to make is that don't fight significantly harder than the other person is.
True.
Like, if they aren't putting, okay, for you to, like, start it, because, like, if neither of you starts it, then nothing's gonna happen. But, and honestly, it's okay for you to put in a little more just to get them going, but you really have to, like, take a step back and gauge this.
Yeah.
This is something weird that I've just been thinking about the past couple days. Closure doesn't always happen in life. Be grateful for the few times it does.
There is so much peace in the process of becoming okay with not getting closure.
True. I was just going to say, I'm not going to get too into this on the podcast. If you want to ask me about it later, feel free. But I ended up getting a lot of closure on a lot of different things at graduation and post-graduation that evening. And it honestly felt so cathartic. It felt like the end of a TV show where everything came together so perfectly.
And coming like, of age movie.
All of the storylines wrapped up. Like, I was good.
I am so curious.
Yeah, I can tell you about that later, but I just don't want to not try to air other people's business. You know, we try to keep it up to, on our stories, our on this podcast, and I would like to respect other people's privacies.
Oh, life event that I thought of. So this was like immediately after we recorded the final episode, not released the final episode. So it's been a really like important process for me and like really self-shaping. And I don't think I'd be who I am, or especially like the type of friend I am, without this event. Have you guys heard the song Hype by Evie Oddly?
I didn't even know. I just shoved my face in a pillow.
I was biting my tongue that whole time, trying not to break. It's a great song, though. Go listen to it. Not kidding. It is my favorite song, like, ever. But, yeah, life event. Okay, I had more advice, but I lost it. Oh! Were you done with your point?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. When choosing classes, especially for your junior year, take a step back from the list you've made and just like don't look at it and gauge just how much work you think you can get done that year. Then take down that guesstimate like two notches.
Fair, yeah.
My junior year, I took 8 credits on a 7-bell schedule. And while it was, like, a huge GPA boost, and I would change it if I could go back, because it was just, especially with all the stuff I was dealing with junior year, it was just a lot. And I think that you really, really should proceed with caution in selecting classes.
Tangentially related. Sometimes you can't take classes you want. I'm very sorry. It sucks.
Oh, honey.
I was talking last night that I had to take a science and a math. And the reason why I took those sciences and math is because I was shooting for a college that was, like, way out of my reach. And I was like, you know, there's absolutely no way they're going to accept me if I, like, start ditching on, like, the core classes, like, sciences and math. You know, you got to have a balanced schedule and all of that. I still didn't get in because it was really far out for me. I regret taking math because for the school I'm going to, I really didn't need the math at all. On that note of sometimes you have dreams and they don't turn out the way you want to accept them, more awesome the dream, and be excited for what you do have because you do still have a lot.
Exactly. You like, it's really... It's kind of difficult because, and I don't even mean this in a bad way, but it is like a human tendency to be very self-focused. And again, I am not saying this in an egotistical way. It is natural because I feel like it's almost a survival technique, you know? Because when we were cavemen, it was every man for himself. But if you can find a way to get out of your own head for like 1 second and really appreciate something you have, because I guarantee you have something, it really just generally makes the stuff you don't have a little more bearable. I didn't take a math senior year, and I'm so happy I didn't do that. I already had 4 years of math, so I actually would recommend not like taking less than 4 years.
Yeah.
Because some schools only require 3. A lot of schools only require 2. But I would say 4 years is a good idea. But I don't think there's really any reason you need more unless you're like considering a career that's very math based.
Or you think it's going to help you get into college. That was a me. I had my 4 years of math, took a 5th one.
But you got best in that. Didn't you have 5?
But 5 years of math?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had my 4 years of math, took a 5th one. That's what I was saying.
Wait, but you had, what was your junior year class? It was intro to calc, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then did you take pre-calc?
Yeah, okay, wait, so I had algebra you 1, had algebra 2. Oh my god, I had 6 math. That's crap. Uh-huh. And I still didn't get into my top schools.
Just but you got best in that math.
I did get best. That is another important point. We happen to go to a small school, which does make this next thing I'm about to say a little easier. But I feel like it can still apply to other schools as well, at least to some level. Meet your teachers. We made a point to like go meet our teacher, new teachers to the school, like I said, small school. So you know all the teachers in the school. On the day before school started, we went around the school. We said hi to every new teacher in the school, even the ones who would never teach us while we were there. Partly because we were upperclassmen and we were like, you know, let's meet the people who will be around us, possibly writing letters to colleges, possibly even to help us. And partly because make people feel welcome. And by doing that kind of thing, that's how you win those awards. I mean, yes, I won best in intro to statistics, but half the reason is because I'm the only one who actually treated that teacher with respect. She's a very dry teacher, but she's very funny if you get to know her and actually listen to what she's saying. And she's incredible at what she does. There's a reason why she's been teaching there as long as she has. I don't actually know how long she's been teaching there, but I feel like it's been a while. I talked to her, you know, I'd chat with her like before, after class, you know, just a little bit, just say hi, ask how she's doing. You do that with your teachers, they'll notice you more. You talk to them about, like, you know, in general, tell them about how your day's going, be like, oh, really stressed about the upcoming musical or whatever else. Then they'll respect it a little more when, you know, you tell them, yeah, I was so busy with the musical last weekend that I couldn't quite finish my homework. You know, they've been hearing about it for months. They'll remember, they'll respect that a little more than, you know, the first time you talk to them is to ask for an extension. You tell them about the musical, maybe they'll come see it 3 times. She was there at every performance.
Oh!
Obviously, really I speak from theater experience because that's what I have. But talk to people. They're human beings. Everyone around you is a human being.
Yes, exactly. And, like, another thing, this really hard class I did junior year, I definitely was very, very bad at getting things in on time. And I just communicated with the teacher, and she gave me so much grace, probably more than I deserve. But that's in the definition of grace, undeserved. And I ended up doing okay in that class. The thing is, I just shared that tidbit. So, you know, I've experienced ends of the spectrum. And I understand it's not this general, just because of, like, mental stuff people deal with. But for the most part, good at work. Lots of classes seem hard, but you just need to do the work. You don't need to go above and beyond. You just need to hit go on that Google Classroom. And for a lot of classes, that is enough.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite just things that I've heard around and stuff. Half-assed is better than nothing.
Exactly. That's what my therapist has like told me.
Yes, you want to be able to put your best foot forward. But like to take half a step than to, like, you know, go leaps and bounds above the class. You know, the whole C's get degrees or whatever it is.
It's real.
Yeah. And you don't need to be the best in class. And it's okay if you're not. I already could not tell you what our valedictorian said in her speech, besides, like, one joke she made, which was, I loved that. But, like, she was great. She was a perfectly nice person. I had some classes with her, and I, you know, enjoyed getting to know her.
No, she's wonderful.
Yeah, but, like, it's, you, sure, be the valedictorian if you really want to be, but don't sacrifice your sanity for it. That's what I'll say.
And don't be scared of C's. Maybe that's more an us thing, because we go to kind of, I'm just gonna say it, an elite school.
Yeah.
Or we went, but don't be scared of C's. Don't be scared of C's. That doesn't mean try to get them, but don't be afraid of them.
Other things you shouldn't be scared of. Try new things.
Yes, do I it. Was just about to get into that.
Do it. Stand up on open mic. Go to those auditions. Again, I only know music-related references. Submit to that competition. Again, I am me.
I feel like this is the advice everyone gives to high schoolers, but if you think there's even a smidge of you that could enjoy it, join a sport. Join the musical, join chorus, join band. Clubs honestly aren't super active where we went, but if they are, join that. Because this is a little bit tough love, but if you are complaining about a lack of a social life, but you aren't making that effort, that's your fault, honey.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna sugarcoat that. That's
yeah. It's like my adopted freshman that I was talking about. The only reason I ever met her, I'm a senior. It's not like I have any classes with freshmen. Or was yes, a senior. Do. Oh, yeah.
Yes, but, you do.
That one class. But she and I got close because of the musicals and plays we were both a part of. I was driving her home a lot. That's how I got to know her. She has told me, I'm not trying to sound like tooting my own horn, But she has told me that she has benefited a lot from having me, give her advice and be there to support her. I think I wish I had someone like that when I was a freshman, too. Mm-hmm. But you know what? No one would have any of that if they just didn't join anything. All of my friends I've made through theater, some of my friends I've never really had much, many classes with, if any. You do outside of school things, you meet them. You can make friends outside of your grade. I've had my family made comments to me at my graduation. We went out to lunch after graduation, and one of my friends who graduated the year before me came with, and my uncle looked at us and was like, "How are you guys friends? You weren't in the same grade." And I was like, "We didn't need to be. We did theater together. We saw each other after school every day anyway."
I always get so scared to spit this out because I worry people are going to harshly disagree with me. So far, no one has. I realized across the last 9-10 months that I am a lot more introverted than I thought I ever was. And that's not a bad thing. You shouldn't excessively push yourself to go against your something like that, especially if it's you're just now realizing that it is very natural for you. If you can swing it, it feels good to go hang out with people. But it's not terrible to say no.
If your friends really know you, they won't be bothered. This goes back to finding the good people. A lot of my friends are introverts. I am a very extroverted person, and a lot of my friends are very introverted. And they know they can just look at me and go, "Social battery ran out." And I'm like, "Have a nice day. Text me that you got home safe." You find the people who will understand. And that takes time. There was, especially when I was a little younger, it was a lot of, I'd take it personally when someone was like, I'm out. I've come to learn it's just, some people can just go 24/7 around people and others can't. And that's okay either way. Learn what's good for you and find the people who will work with you on that.
Another thing I've learned is that stuff is not as black and white as you think it is. Introversion versus extroversion. Because I am not what people imagine when they think introvert, and you are not what people imagine when they think extrovert.
Not even slightly.
No. But the people who know us absolutely, at least I hope, agree with what we just said about our levels of extroversion. You might read someone as extroverted and they're not, and then when they don't want to hang out, might be like, "Oh my gosh, what if it's me?" You don't need to read into things that much. It's not extra mental capacity that isn't required and can be used for better things.
Humans are built different, and it's everyone's their own individual, and you got to find what works for you. I feel like that's kind of the moral of this episode a little bit. Just find what works for you. Find the people who will work with you and push yourself, but also sit back and watch yourself grow. You will. You don't have control over it. You will.
Exactly. Yeah. Also, don't play games. That's very natural, again, for someone early in high school. Spit stuff out. No one is going to get what they want unless they say it. That was one of my senior quotes. That wasn't the exact thing, but that was the sentiment. I don't know. I've become much more no BS, too. Like, I think you've watched me, and you probably agree.
Yeah. You know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Absolutely.
No one's going to know you have a problem. What?
Taylor.
Is that a Taylor quote?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, I see that quote everywhere, not necessarily attributed to her.
They whisper in the hallway, she's a bad, bad girl. Okay! But anyways, I wish I had said my last point before you, because your point was a good point to end on.
What, the play stupid games, win stupid prizes?
No, the one before that, which was the sit back and watch yourself grow.
High school is insane. I'm glad we survived it. But also, and you're going to hear this a billion times, and you're going to think, no, this doesn't apply to me. It does. It will. It goes by so, so quickly. You're going to be sitting there sometime in your freshman or sophomore, or even junior year, and be like, this is so slow.
Days are slow. Months are fast.
I feel like sophomore year was yesterday sometimes. And,
you know, we're moving on to the next steps in our lives, which isn't a bad thing. It's natural. There are always some growing pains, and hopefully the stuff we've said this episode will help.
Do we want to do a quick little rapid fire of just tiny bits of advice? Wear deodorant.
Talk your problems out.
Have pads and tampons in your backpack or locker.
Dance in the rain.
Take lots of pictures.
Hug your friends.
If a boy stops making you happy, stop trying to make him make you happy.
Talk to your parents.
Give people grace.
Smile at.
Find people who understand your sense of humor.
Never be afraid to be yourself.
Sleep. Also, hug your pets.
Appreciate what's around you.
This is a full sentence, but every once in a while, just take a step back and just think, this is really happening. Huh. Cool.
It is. It all
I do
happens.
That a lot.
Yeah, I think that's a good one to end on.
Yeah.
It's all happening. You'll survive.
That's how I'm feeling is just, I'm looking back on high school, because again, we're in the first couple of days after we've graduated. I'm thinking back, looking at high school, I'm thinking, huh, cool.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it. This was a much more intellectually dense episode than the previous one.
Yeah, but we'll have to get back to being dumb later.
Yeah.
I think this was good cathartic for us, though.
Yes, absolutely. It felt good. And I feel like all the points we made were great.
But yeah.
Not to toot our own horns. Yeah, I believe that wraps up the return of a double-sided story.
We're going to try to do this at least once a month, I think. Just keep y'all updated on everything. Y'all, all both of y'all. Share this with your friends. Try to take something with you. You think any of this advice might even slightly be helpful? Spread it out. You know, all two of our listeners.
We're glad to be back, content consumers.
I've been Lilia.
I've been Eleanor, all grown up.
Woo!
All right. Good night.
Bye!